The phrase, don't give up your day job, probably applies here. Patrick Chung and his wife organized a karaoke event this week, and many of Chung's teammates lent their vocal cords. Boston Children's Hospital was a recipient of their kindness and generosity, if not their musical prowess.
How good am I at singing? The driving force behind this, I think it was a lot of people, man. It was my wife, my mom, my dad, and everybody did music. We feel music's like a stress reliever, and you know, music's just a huge part of, it could be a huge part of people's lives. And we decided to just, you know, have it going, and people love music. People like to sing sometimes, whether it's in the shower, but now it's on stage, and you guys have a little fun doing it.
I think he chose this kind of event because, one, it's because of his musical background, too, and I also think that he also, like I said, he likes to help. He is a little guy. Well, he's not that little, but he has a massive heart. You know, he is a giver, and he really likes to please. And I think this makes him very, very happy. You know, his eyes are all lit up whenever he speaks about his charity.
Come on, come on. Don't be shy. I don't know why you're shy. You already sang.
Was fun. I mean, you can donate and just hand money over here, but if you're having fun, you can have fun. If you're gonna donate, you might as well have fun doing it. And we had a blast as Old Times event, so you know, gotta keep it going. And hopefully, it's the same result here. Music is important in my life. I just like music, and my mom was a singer. My dad was a producer, so music's always been around my whole family for as long as I've been living. So, I mean, it kind of just got hammered into me a little bit.
You're too girly, girly. You're just a flashy from the world.
So in our household, it was pretty much more music and sports. It's all we did. We watched soccer, and you know, it was always a happy home, and I always turned up the music. Christmas comes around, we'll always get together and sing, and my kids really do like that. I made up my own words. I sing, Santa baby, I wrote this song just for you. Hey, Santa baby. Okay, that's all I'm going to give you.
I just want to say thank you for everyone that coming out, man, supporting the kids.
It's important to do these charitable events, man, because we got to give back, man. You know, you guys cheer for us. We play for you.
Thank you for coming, man.
Thanks for having us.
His giving and his charitable ways, I think, it's from his upbringing. I think that's kind of what my family is like. You know, if there's somebody out there that needs help, if we can afford to do it, we're going to do it.
God blessed us with certain things, and you know, I feel it's obligation to give back and try to help everyone.
Yeah, I'm saying.
So what would my mom say about my singing? I mean, she's 1,000 times better singer than I am, so she'd probably say you're not very good. So.
No, that's not true, because I have heard him. I've heard some of the songs that he has done and some of the songs he has penned. And so I have, at times I will say, well, you probably want to change that. You want to take that out. But listening to him, his vocals, I think with some voice training, he could be awesome.
It's about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. Dead presidents, some carpets vacant. I must be doing something.
Can't see what those shades of gray keep covered.
I do think events like this help in team building, man. You got to just hang out, man. Stop thinking about football. Stop thinking about the playbook. You stop thinking about, you know, what happened this game, this play. You just kind of get to let it loose, man. Just have fun and just be yourself. Be yourself a little bit.